following is a KVON Sports presentation. It's college basketball coming to you from Napa, California. It's Coaches versus Cancer Night as the Napa Valley College Storm hosts the Solano College Falcons. It's college basketball. Well, good afternoon or evening, whatever it happens to be, as we're set to bring you action from the Napa Valley College Gymnasium in this BVC matchup. And what a game it should be. These are rivals that pride themselves in beating each other. Welcome in to Napa Valley College against the Solano College Falcons. I'm Ira C. Smith, along with Jake Grant. We have Dino Alessio with the statistics, and Charles Kennedy is our engineer at the KVON studio. And our broadcast is sent your way with the good wishes of our Napa Valley sports boosters. Looking at Napa Valley College Storm, this has been one of the best years that I can remember that the basketball program has had. Coming into the game tonight, they have second place in the league, two games ahead of third place, and two games behind first place, with four games remaining, including tonight's contest. Napa Valley College is 12-11 overall. They started out 1-6 in regular season after we had the problems with the wildfires there in October. They were a little late in getting around for practicing and getting their team together, but once they did, they started playing some good basketball. 8-4 in league play, while Solano is 8-15 overall. They are 3-9 in league play. Steve Ball is in his 13th year as the head coach for the Napa Valley College Storm. John Nagel is in his 15th year as coach at Solano College. And we'll be hearing from Coach Ball in just a moment as we get set to continue here our countdown to tip-off. Welcome back into Napa Valley College Gymnasium as we get set for tonight's matchup. We mentioned this is Coaches versus Cancer Night, so let's find out a little more about the program tonight as well as the season for the Storm. From head coach Steve Ball.
Well, Coach, we probably shouldn't start talking about your last game.
No, we'll just bypass that. We've been doing really well up until that point defensively. We're looking forward to, you know, turning things back to how we were defending in most of the month of January and the end of December tonight.
Season's getting down low, only four games counting this one.
Yeah, four games to go, two at home, two on the road. It's a familiar, you know, familiar position. We go Wednesday on at home and Friday on the road the next 2 weeks, and then hopefully we do enough these next couple weeks that we can earn ourselves a playoff bid.
Well, tell us about the team this year and how it has come together.
The team's come together well. We've really, I like your phrase there, come together, because I think early on we didn't have that chemistry and that trust. You know, you get a lot of guys, and everybody was the man in high school, and so now we've got to find out, you know, that Sasha's the man, and we want to make sure we get him as many touches as we can, and then other guys, you know, when it's their turn to make something happen, they're ready to make something happen. And I think we've really come together in that way, and we're looking forward to seeing more progress throughout the next 2 weeks and into the playoffs.
This is Coaches versus Cancer Night. It's good that Napa Valley College subscribes to that program.
Yes, statewide we've decided to do that. A number of years ago, Coach Steve Hebert down at Canyons put it together for us and has done a great job with it. And nationwide, they raise millions of dollars. We end up on at our championship game every year, we end up giving a big check to cancer research. It's been great. And I don't know, I don't have the exact number for you, Ira, but we've contributed as a coaches association, the California Community College Men's Basketball Coaches Association, thousands and thousands of dollars every year and hundreds of thousands of dollars over the past decade.
Well, what can you tell us as far as the balance now with your three games after tonight? Is next Wednesday night a special night? Then is that your final regular season game, and can you make it into the playoffs?
Yeah, you know, every game's a special night, Ira. but yes, that is our sophomore night. We'll be staying Thank you to a number of sophomores who have poured a lot of energy and effort into this program, and we consider everybody a family member. I think that if we do what we should do, if we go 3-1 down the stretch or better, I think we get ourselves a playoff spot. I'm not sure what that playoff spot will be. You know, hopefully the committee, I'm the chair of the committee, but hopefully the rest of the committee realizes that, you know, missing almost nearly 3 weeks just before the tip of the season very much contributed our 1-6 start. And I think that hopefully they see the human aspect of it and not just look at the numbers that we didn't start out very well, but we have an 80% winning percentage since mid-December.
Okay, welcome back. As those are comments from head coach Steve Ball. And we just now had the opportunity to get the starting lineup from John Nagel. He did not get here early, but he's back here now and getting his team set to go. And this matchup from the BVC, the Bay Valley Conference, the American Cancer Society night. We'll take a look at the starters when we come back and find out about what's going to happen on this occasion for these two local teams that are quite competitive when it comes to playing each other. So we'll be right back in a moment. Back here at the Napa Valley College Gymnasium, let's call in Dino Alessio. He's got those pencils sharpened, and he is one that appreciates good basketball, good athletics, whatever the sport might be, and that's what we're hoping for tonight.
Yes, and I think we're definitely going to get it. And, you know, we have such a great vantage point here. We're right by the court, and these athletes are, you know, we love doing the high school games, but these guys can do things the high school kids just can't do. They're super big, super fast, super strong, and it should be a great game.
And a guy who has interned with the radio station, Jake Grant, is with us. He will note that there is quite a difference as far as the tempo of the game from high school to college.
It's a lot faster, and there's a lot more scoring. And they have the perk that my legs can fit underneath the broadcast table, unlike at the Vintage in Napa games.
Okay, well, we're just about ready. The reason we did not allude to the last game for Napa Valley College is that they lost the game, giving up 100 points in that contest. So we're going to take a moment out now. They're going to rise, and I guess we're going to have the playing of the national anthem. So right after that, we'll have the tip-off, and we'll be right back. Well, it is the recorded version of our national anthem. We've been treated this season to some local talent providing the national anthem at some of the high school games.
Yeah, the Justin game last night, we had the chorale group sing before both games, and we had another game where one of the Justin players soloed on the national anthem.
So anyway, this is going to be an interesting Bay Valley Conference matchup. The Storm, last time out, did lose 100-68 was the final in that, so by 32 points.
Well, hey, lately the Golden State Warriors haven't been doing much better than that.
Well, they've only lost three of their last four. let's take a look at the starting lineup for Solano. They'll have Isaiah Dupelchan. He's a 6'1 freshman, a 6'3 sophomore, Leon Williams, a 5'8 freshman, Andrew Mime, a 6'2 freshman, Thomas, and a 6'4 freshman, Trayvon Ross. For the Napa Valley College, it'll be starting Jaden Hampton, a 5'11 sophomore from Fayetteville, Arkansas. A 5'10 freshman, Malcolm Bracey from Vallejo. A 6'2 freshman from Marietta, Georgia. No, make it California. Just wanted to say that there, but it's actually California. And that is Armani Mills. And a 6'11 freshman from Justin Siena in Napa, Sasha French, and a 6'4 sophomore from Napa High School in Napa, California, Tom Salzman.
It's always great to have some kids from the local high schools on the team. I think it just makes it a lot more interesting if we have some of the fellows that we've seen play as high schoolers now come out here for the college team.
And as in the MCAL games, there are three officials for the contest. Napa Valley College in their yellow gold with the sea green numerals, and the Falcons of Solano College in the royal blue, and they have some white trim and white numeral, and they control the tip. So the Falcons have it, and here we go. Tighten up those seatbelts. We're underway with the basketball is Williams. Leon Williams being defensed very tightly by Hampton. Drives around him, kicks a pass over in the left-hand corner. A three-point attempt is up. No good by Mime, and it's rebounded by Napa College as they quickly get the ball into the front court. Go quarter court right side, now swinging it around. Back to the left. Zone defense applied against them in the middle to Salzman. Salzman goes up with a shot. Rims no good. Goes for his rebound. Can't get there. Taken instead by Andrew Mime. Mime is met at the center stripe there by Hampton. Nearly stole the ball from him, but gets a pass over to the right side to Ross. Drives in, goes up. Made the basket. There was a whistle just before the shot. And it's going to be a foul assessed, and that's going to go on Sasha French, so the big guy picking up the first one.
One nice thing about our vantage point here, we can see the referees signal those fouls.
Inbounds pass comes way out to Mime. There are four sophomores and nine freshmen on this Falcon squad. Pass in the middle goes to Thomas. Thomas can't get a shot. Back over to Williams. Williams brings it back now. Getting it over to Double-Chan. Double-Chan passes to the, and a travel is going to be called. A little stutter step by Andrew Mime.
Good team defense by the Napa Storm there.
Napa with the ball as Malcolm Bracey out of Vallejo High School. The Red Hawks now. Still want to call them the Apaches, but it's a Red Hawk. Underneath it goes, a shot up. He tried to dunk it, but Sasha French missed. Goes for the rebound, but it's cleared out by Sterling Thomas for the Falcons. Still no score in the game. We've played a minute and a half here in the first half as Mime takes it left side. Pass over there to Williams. Leon Williams does not shoot. Brings it back over to the Double-Chan. Now to Mime as he drives in. He goes up, shoots, tried to bank it in, missed the shot. The rebound comes off to Sasha French for Napa. They bring it forecourt, looking at a 2-3 zone defense as they do so. Hampton has it well out on the right side, well behind the three-point arc. This is over now to the left side, gets it to Mills. Mills drives into the lane, pull-up jumper from about 10, won't go, but he was fouled on the attempt. Foul is going to go on Isaiah Double-Chan. That is his first. Napa Valley College with seven sophomores and four freshmen on their squad. Next Wednesday night, a week from tonight, will be the sophomore night. Here's our first change in the lineup. Rayshon Washington, a freshman out of Vallejo, has come in for Solano. There's the first free throw up and no good by Mills. Well, we're still scoreless in the game. We played just over 2 minutes. Now Napa gets the first point as Mills splits the free throws. Napa starting out here with a man-to-man defense. The Falcons get the ball into the forecourt. Double-Chan passes into the right-hand corner now to Washington, who just came into the game. Goes over now, and we've got a travel call. They're trying to force the play inside to Leon Williams, and he got in a lot of traffic and pulled the pivot foot. So Napa looking for that first field goal as they bring the ball into the forecourt. We've gone 2.5 minutes. Lobs one underneath, and there's a slam dunk. Two-handed slam dunk by Sasha French. And an assist goes on that one, that's for sure. That makes it 3-0. Napa gets the first point. Now they get the first field goal. And the Falcons Double-Chan gets it to the right side over there to Leon Williams. Working it around the perimeter. Coming back to the right side to Williams. He'll fire a three. Rim's no good. French rebounds for Napa. Out on the left wing as pass comes to Hampton. It's into the fourth court to Mills. Mills brings it back out near the center circle to Bracey. Back to Mills. He's going to fire a long three. Swish. Nothing but net. That is some shot, and that is a three-point basket for Napa, putting them up 6-0. Falcons right at midcourt, met and fouled by Jaden Hampton. Hampton trying to put a little one-man pressure on there at midcourt. So we've got a 6-0 Napa lead, but the Falcons, as they were getting ready to inbound the ball, we have a foul away from the ball. And let's see, he was showing 23, but there's no 23 out there for Napa. Or I guess he's just adjusting the clock. 23 seconds on the shot clock. That's what he wanted to do with the stopping play and showing 23 seconds on the shot clock. So play resumes, and Solano has the ball out top of the key. Washington over towards the left side. They work it now, get it to a double chin. A shot up, no good. Rebound, batted around. And jumping in there to get the rebound is Jaden Hampton for Napa. Brings the ball front court, bounce pass, goes in. Salzman goes up. He goes down as he missed the shot and crashed down on the floor there, right underneath the basket. That foul is going to go on double Chan. That's his second foul here.
The Storm has an early lead in rebounding, 6-2 here.
Salzman shooting two. First one is no good by the Napa High graduate. Salzman's specialty is three-point shooting, and he usually, in many of the games, has gotten at least one of those to fall early in the contest. Hasn't had a chance to fire one yet. Adolpo is into the lineup for Napa, replacing Bracey. Back at the line for his second attempt is Salzman. He scores, so he splits free throws, similar to what Armani Mills did earlier in this period. Well, we played 4 minutes here in the quarter, and or in the half, we should say, and Solano is still without a point. Napa leading 7-0 now. Tucker's in the lineup, the sophomore for the Falcons, is double team, and gets a wild pass. It hits the baseline out of bounds to Napa. Steve Ball, the coach for Napa Valley College, with a very bright colored jacket on tonight. You want to describe that?
Well, it's a tribute to Sager Strong, the movement by the old basketball announcer. So it's a good fitting tribute.
Napa with the ball, driving down, looking into the middle. They can't get it in there. There's a three-point attempt from the left corner. No good. The rebound is put back up and in. Who got that one?
John Washington.
No, it was Napa.
Adolpo Amancio.
Sorry.
Adolpo.
Oh, Adolpo got that. So Macho Adolpo gets the put back for his first 2 points. And there is a steal at midcourt by Mills. Mills coming down, 9-0, his team in the lead. 5 minutes gone here in this first half. In the middle of Sasha French, can't hold it, but it comes right out to Adolfo. Now over the left side, a three-point attempt is up. No good by Hampton, rebounded by the Falcons, coming down, kicking it out in the left-hand corner. A three is good. There they get on the board as Sterling Thomas hits a three-point basket. Napa coming into the forecourt now, slowing down the tempo somewhat. Pass goes in the middle. They can't get a shot away. Pass it back out. There's a three-point attempt. No good. And the rebound to Sasha French. Over to Almani. He will try a three. It's no good. And the battle for the rebound taken by Solano this time as they will work the ball into the forecourt on the high dribble. Brings it to the front court. Leon Williams. The left side driving in. The shot is blocked nicely out of bounds. Well, Napa brought into the game Joe Fons, who is a 6'7 sophomore out of Calistoga, played for the Wildcats. Salzman had been out of there for a little bit. He comes back into the game now, replacing Armani Mills. And the Falcons make a couple changes, too. Trevon Ross, who was a starter, comes back into the lineup now. They trail it 9-3. And they have the basketball at the 14-minute mark in the first half. To Double Chan, up to the right, driving in, going up with the left hand, and scoring is Trevon Ross, just to return to the lineup. Napa quickly goes down court. There's a hurry-up shot, no good by Akeem Deere. Rebound put up, no good. Had the rebound this time to Solano. They waste no time in bringing it across the timeline and nearly throw it away, and they get the pass over in the left corner. Out between circles, they bring the ball back now. Settling down to get the good shot. Driving in that, and just kind of forcing it up, or a little throw there that was no good by Tucker. Rebounded by Napa. Going the length of the court and laying it in is Adolfo. So Amacho Adolfo now has two field goals. And it's 11-5 as we come up on 13 minutes to go in the first half. Napa has, they stay in their man-to-man defense. Driving to the right of it is Double Chan. The ball deflected away and a foul is called. The Napa foul goes on Akeem Deere. He's out of Brooklyn, New York, playing for Napa Valley College. A lot of the people that are from out of the area hear about the Napa College through the prolific prep that plays all around the country. First free throw is good by Isaiah Doublechan, just a freshman out of Sheldon High School in the Sacramento area, and he makes the second one. They go 2 for 2, and it's a 4-point ball game now as it's 11-7. Napa will have the ball in the backcourt as they have the tandem back there of Adolfo, and also for a moment had Fonz with him, but Fonz releases and goes to a low post right side. The pass comes to the right side, over to Fonz. He drives in and forced it up and fell down at the same time. Rebound up and good by Adolfo, and he has come off the bench to score 3 field goals here. 13-7, Napa in the lead. Solano with the ball, Thomas. Thomas cuts for the basket and drives in and makes the shot. So Sterling now has 5 points in the game. 13-9, Napa up by 4. The top of the key, Deere brings it over the left corner. There's a 3-point attempt, rimming no good by Salzman. He races in, gets the rebound, puts it up. It's no good, rebound. Batted around, Salzman's going for it, but it goes all the way to the backcourt where Deere gets the ball, brings it in, and he's going to be called for a charge. As the defender, Rashad Tucker, was set, and Akeem collided with him for his second personal foul.
And that's the first turnover of the game for Napa, 8 minutes into the game before they commit a turnover.
That is an interesting bit of information. 13-9, they have just a 4-point lead, playing pretty good basketball here in this opening half of play. The Falcons now with the basketball. Leon Williams brings it way back out. 15 seconds on the shot clock now as he's picked up by Salzman. Tries to drive around Salzman, gets a good block, and then throws the ball out of bounds. He had a player cutting for the basket, and his pass went to where the player had been.
And that's 5 turnovers so far for Solano.
Adolfo, forecourt. He's between circles. Starts to drive to the left. Used up the dribble. Salzman open for a long 3. Rims no good. Rebound. Johnson spins. Calvin can't get a shot away. And brings it cross court to Salzman. He'll drive in. Pass underneath. But they, again, could not get a shot away. But they do contain the basketball and bring it back out between circles. Taking it to Salzman again, out right side this time. And the cross-court pass goes over, and a pull-up jump shot is good by Adolfo, and he has 8 points off the bench. And it's 15-9, inside 11 minutes to go here in the first half. Williams working the right side. They start their move now, trying to penetrate, but Napa's man-to-man defense has been good. They look at a 3 from the right corner. It's up, no good. Foul is called. As the 3-point attempt by Rajon Washington was missed, but there was a foul, maybe a 3-shot foul. And that's going to be Sasha French's second personal foul. He's going to come out of there. And coming in to take his place is James Head, 6'6 sophomore out of Heritage High School. And driving for the basket and making a layup is Leon Williams. That makes it 15-11. Salzman well out right side for Napa. Has the ball deflected. Taken instead by Leon Williams. And they try to double him in the backcourt. And looks like they commit a foul. Napa called for the foul.
It's remarkable that Napa is only ahead by four. They have out-rebounded Solano 15-5 in this first 10-minute stretch. Five turnovers against Solano, only two against Napa. Napa's taken 23 shots. Solano's only been able to get off 12 shots. But Solano only trails by 4 points.
And there's a timeout. We'll be back in a moment with the score. 15-11, Napa leading Solano. Well, Napa Valley College getting back on defense now. Committed their fifth foul here in the first half compared to just two against Solano. Solano has the ball now, down by just four, and we're midway through the first half. Tucker with the ball over to Leon Williams. Williams drops back way into the center circle now. Now he starts his move down the left side. Checked off by Salzman. Drives around Salzman. Then passes in the middle. A shot up, no good. Battle for the rebound, and it's a jump ball called. Good job by Calvin Johnson getting in there. He's about 6'4", and he was getting in there with some guys about equal in his size, grabbed the ball and just tried to protect it, but the Falcons were able to tie it up. Falcons with nine freshmen on their roster, not all of whom are here tonight. So the Napa Valley College Storm with four freshmen getting the ball inbound over to Hampton. Brings it left side now. Back into the lineup for the Storm is Mills. Salzman in the middle. Passes out. There is a long two good by James Ned. Ned buries one from just the top of the key, but inside of the three-point arc. Pass goes over the left side now. Tucker starts to drive in, but kicks a pass back out over to the right to Mime. Over now for a three-point attempt by Thomas. No good by the freshman. Rebounded by Napa into the forecourt. Comes Hampton. Goes to a low post right side, and the ball is deflected there and stolen by Williams, and the reach-in foul. That'll be the sixth team foul, so Napa's going to let Solano get into the bonus situation on the next common foul here in this half. And we still have about 9 minutes to go in the half, so Solano could be shooting free throws for a while here. And they have the basketball right now. Andrew Mime. Napa has looked like they've gone to a 2-3 zone. They've come out of their man-to-man. Pass goes to Williams, drives baseline. He brings the ball back out, but stepped on the baseline. Just before he started to move back outside of being down on the low post, he started dribbling the ball right on that baseline. James Ned in the backcourt to inbound the ball. He does so to Jaden Hampton out of Fayetteville, Arkansas. Walks across the timeline. 8.5 minutes to go in the first half. He looks at a three, doesn't take it, goes over to Salzman. He fakes taking a three and used up a dribble as he comes to the top of the key and stops. Over to Mills. He fires a three. Kaboom! Mills gets his second three-point basket. And the Storm goes up by nine. I think that's their biggest lead in the contest. They get back quickly in that they've come back out of that zone. They've gone back to a man-to-man now. So they are in a man-to-man alignment as a three-point attempt is on the way. It rims no good by Ross, rebounded by Napa. In the forecourt, Hampton. They try to get it into a low post. Turnaround jump shot from in the lane is good by Johnson. Calvin Johnson gets his first 2 points in the contest. Solano with the ball. 7.5 minutes to go in the first half. The Storm has doubled the score on them now, 22 to 11. That is their biggest lead. There is the three-point attempt rimming. No good. Rebound taken out of there by Hampton. Hampton may go all the way, drives in, he goes, no, feeds underneath on a beautiful pass, and Johnson lays it in, and Hampton gets the assist. What a pretty pass play. 24 to 11. I don't know what the run has been for Napa, but it's right up there. Solano working the ball, right side, trying a three. No good by Tucker, rebounded by Napa. Driving it, boy, they're getting the shot over the left corner by Salzman is no good. Salzman still looking for his first field goal in the game. He has one out of two from the foul line. And the shot is blocked by James Ned, doing a nice job filling in there for French. And the ball is stolen. Napa on a semi-fast break to Salzman, right wing this time. Cross-court pass to Mills on the left side. Back to Solomon. Another three, and that one is way off. That's the farthest off that he has been. That's a specialty, the three-point shot. As we come up on the 6 minutes mark, it's a 24 to 11 Napa lead. Napa pressuring the ball a little bit and then taking the opportunity to drive around. The ball is stolen away by Napa. Here comes Mills. In the forecourt, picked up by Mime, used up the dribble, over the right side, a three-point shot, rims no good by Jaden Hampton, but a foul. See against who. Well, I didn't, well, let's see what, not shooting free throws yet. It was the third team foul against the Falcons.
It was Isaiah Duplican.
It was called for the foul. Okay. Duplican. That's his third personal foul. Napa inbounds the basketball now. They get it in the middle and turning around, putting it in is James Ned. Boy, they worked it into a low post that time. And Ned used his position and his strength to get that basket. Here come the Falcons into the front court to Williams. Williams starts to drive the right of the key, checked off the play, but he's going to fire a three. It rims no good. Rebound taken by Hampton. Quickly out of there into the forecourt. He's got, he looks at a three, almost took it, but does not. Passing it over in the right side to Mills. The Fox again, and cutting the lane, putting his shot up, scoring, and one is Adolfo, who is in double figures now with that basket. And the foul is going to go on Brandon Durf, who had just come into the game. So what has Adolfo done at the free throw line?
Adolfo has shot 76% to our up-to-date stats.
Pretty good. Hitting about a little over three out of every four. His team ahead by 17 now as he makes the free throw. 55! Connecting on a three-point play. And he is leading all scorers in the game with 11 points. Mills has seven for Napa. There was a steal but a foul. Foul goes on Armani Mills. It'll be a shooting situation for Mime. What has he done for Solano?
Mime has shot, he has shot 81%.
And he looks like it as he hits that one.
These aren't our super up to date, so that could have been in the beginning of the season, but it looks like he's been shooting well.
He made the first one. The second one is on the way, and that is perfect as well. So they have Falcons, that is, with 4 out of 4 at the free throw line. 4.5 minutes to go here in the first half, 29-13. Jump shot no good by Napa. They scramble and get the rebound as Mills backs it way out. In fact, he goes back nearly stepping on the sideline before passing over to Hampton. Back to Mills. Over the right side to Fons. Back to Mills. He's open for a long three. It rims no good this time. Nice defensive rebound pulled out by Washington. Gets the ball to midcourt where there's a foul called. Napa had Hampton pressuring there at midcourt. He'll pick up his third personal foul. So that's going to put Mime right back to the line. As you said, about 81%, and he was 2 for 2 before. This is Andrew Mime out of Wilsey Wood High School. And he makes the first, so he'll get the bonus. Mime is 3 for 3. Also from Wood High School, Alex Stepney and Brandon Derp. Free throw is good. So he is 4 for 4 in this half. 29-15, inside of 4 minutes remaining. We're in the first half. Fons top the key, fakes the pass. Now he'll pass over to the left. Out the top of the key, Adolfo drives in, goes up. And well, I guess he was passing to Ned, who missed the shot. And the rebound comes out of there to the Falcons. They have the ball nearly deflected away, but they get it out to Williams, the top of the key. Leon Williams passes over now to Ross, who starts to drive in. Oh, and he ran right into James Ned. And if you've seen James Ned, you know he's like a tank out there. And he barreled him over.
He's a big boy. It's, it would take a lot of force to bring him down. Or it was excellent acting. We'll never know.
No, I don't think that was
it. It looked like genuine contact to me.
And you could tell when James Ned hits the floor. He's about 6'6", and a very stout player. And he has come out of there now. They have taken James Ned out. There's a pull-up jump shot rimming, spun out by Adolfo, and it is rebounded by Solano with 3 minutes to go in the half. Williams drives in. Shot is blocked by Fon, taken by Johnson. Johnson leads the team down court with a fast break, and he goes right up for the shot as he gets in the lane and was fouled. Missed the shot. Thomas called for the personal foul. So let's see what, well, it was ruled not a shooting foul. So that was the sixth team foul, however. And so there will be a 1+1 on the next common foul called. Inbounds pass comes way out to Amancho Adolfo, a sophomore. He's out of Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Pass goes to Fons. He drives in, goes, oh, a beautiful underhand scoop shot off, high off of the backboard, and Fons gets in the scorebook. 31-15 now, a 16-point bulge for Napa. They're staying in their man-to-man alignment now as the pass goes right side quarter court. Get it over there to Dirk, and trying to double-team the ball. And Derp's going to take a shot from the left corner. It rims no good. Rebound. Napa's Bracey. Malcolm comes into the forecourt. As we're nearing the two-minute mark here in the first half, Napa with 20 seconds on the shot clock nearly lost the ball. And they do lose it. Bracey went in for a shot, and Williams blocked it. And Williams comes down, and they get a shot away by Durf. He missed the shot. He got in close inside of 5 feet from the basket, but missed a little floater. And Napa has the ball back, slowing the tempo somewhat. 20 seconds on the shot clock, minute and a half to go on the game clock. Mills looks at a three, doesn't take it, and has the ball deflected, stolen away. Mime coming down, going in, turning, and he can't get the shot away, and he's run into. Coming back hard on defense was Calvin Johnson. and his momentum carried him right into Mime, who was somewhat shaken up on the play when the guy ran into him. So the foul on Johnson was his first. Mime, who was 4 for 4 at the line. Andrew Mime from Wood, as we mentioned, Stepney also from Wood, and Durf from Wood. Free throw is good. He gets the bonus. As Jake mentioned, about 81% at the foul line, and 5 for 5 so far tonight. Bounces the ball. His free throw, perfect. So he goes 6 for 6 and goes out of the lineup, as they had taken Durf out, and they bring Durf back in. Napa with the ball now, leading it 31-17 with a minute 15 to go in the first half. Working it around the perimeter. It is Armani Mills. Look, and there is a whistle and a foul called. I think it's going to be on Mills. And that'll be second foul on Armani. Freshman out of Marietta, California. Comes with just a minute to go here. There, where he went down on the court, there is a bit of moisture, so they're asking for a towel to just soak that up. Salzman is back into the lineup now, replacing Mills. So we will have Adolfo, Johnson, Salzman, Fonz, and the fifth one is Hakeem Deer, sophomore from Brooklyn, New York. 31-17, play resumes. Dapa on the defense, into the forecourt. Tucker, Rashad Tucker, sophomore, takes it toward the left side. They try to work baseline, bringing it back out now, and able to penetrate the defense. Coming over right side and out. The ball is stolen away by Adolfo. Adolfo driving in, going up, missing the layup, getting his rebound, faking the shot, now going up and scoring. What a great second effort there. Wow. He had the defender when he missed, when Adolfo missed the shot, the defender went flying by and Adolfo got the rebound. So, Coach Ball asking the official something. 33-17 as Solano gets the basketball. 22 seconds on the shot clock and about the same on the game clock, so not much difference there. Solano may play it for one shot now with 12 seconds to go in the first half. Working it around the perimeter. 5 seconds to go to Williams. Williams starts his move, goes in the lane. Ball is taken away by Napa. They fire it down. Three-quarter court, it hits the rim and caroms off. Wow, what an effort. But that will end the first half. What a defensive effort there by Napa in that first half. And our halftime score, Napa Valley College Storm 33 and Solano College Falcons out of Sassoon 17.